good evening, Julia Sahabian. It's so nice to have this continuing working relationship with you on the Chronicles. And this occasion is to talk about your new show, having had many seasons of successful and well-loved interviews on Dispatches. The new show is called Mosaics. Can you tell us what the inspiration for Mosaics is?
Well, thank you, Walter, and thank you, Walter and Joanne, for providing me with this opportunity to contribute to the preservation and continuation of the teachings of Trungpa Rinpoche. As you know from the very beginnings of the Chronicles, you talked a lot about Trungpa Rinpoche communicating to you that it was important that people know how we lived. And that was the inspiration that you and Joanne had about putting the Chronicles together to begin with. And the idea of Dispatches was that we would try to find a way to talk about people's path as a kind of debriefing of the Sangha. That's what you called it in our first conversation about it. So that people could talk about the way in which they learned with their relationship with Trungpa Rinpoche and later on with their relationship with the Sangha and in some cases their relationship with the region. With Sakyam Mipon Rinpoche, that was. And in some cases, even their relationship with other teachers and how important that's become. So not just the Dharma part, but how perhaps their careers or their family life had become a way to explore further what they were taught. Recently, I have become keenly aware of the seeming fracture of many parts of our greater Shambhala community, in the sense that some people may be much more involved with the traditional Shambhala centers and working with the Scorpion Seal, while other people may be more involved with the traditional Vajrayana teachings, be it within the Shambhala centers or with other teachers. So as time goes on, this mosaic, this somewhat fractured reality is at the one time what appears to be separate pieces, but at the same time, I think that if we begin to look at it from a very, very high altitude point of view, we may be able to identify the strands of Trungpa Rinpoche's mind that seem to be contained in the work that different groups of people are doing. To give you an example, I am very honored and happy to have been part of the first retreat that Judy Leaf, Acharya Judy Leaf Emeritus, conducted in Maine, where she presented the very first retreat to study the Profound Treasury, which is her editing work of the seminaries of Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, both the Hinayana, Mahayana, and Vajrayana parts. So, throughout the 17 years that he was in North America, I believe he taught 13 seminaries, mm-hmm. and Judy Leaf took on the draconian task of pretty much almost, I don't know how to describe it, but almost like finding the DNA of the words and presenting a sort of basic, you know, double helix of Trungpa Rinpoche presenting the Buddha Dharma. So we could, you know, look at this specific protein over here, and she would just make it happen. It's extraordinary work.
Yeah.
So we have a presentation from her, and we about how she did it and what she.
So this is the first season of Mosaics.
The first season of Mosaics. Yeah. So Mosaics, going back to that notion of what is it that I'm trying to present, is Judy Leaf is like one bit of this giant mosaic that probably looks like Trungpa Rinpoche, probably. I don't know what it looks like because I can't see it yet. I'm just gathering the pieces. As you know, I'm an academic, and maybe this is my slight Raiders of the Lost Ark kind of, here's a little piece, let me dust it and put it on the wall, right? And maybe if I put enough of them on the wall, I'll be able to see something I recognize, because there are parts in all of the various things that are going on in the greater Shambhala community that I do recognize. For example, one of the other things that we have done in the interview of Mosaics is Johanna Lund, is the person that did the movie An Uncommon King, about the interest of Sakyamipa Rinpoche in establishing a lineage to study the Shambhala teaching. So she will also be one of the people interviewed, and Acharya Adam Nobel, about what's the coherence of the path being presented right now. How does it work? Perhaps he's the best person to talk about that. And we also are going to have a presentation by the editor, he's the editor-in-chief of the Shambhala Sun. Shambhala Sun.
Melvin McLeod.
About the, not just how we went from a little community newsletter to three different publications in the mainstream, in the newsstands, and how this reflects the evolution of North American Buddhism to the point where you can actually have various segments, and the we also going from a church communication piece to fundamentally a professional magazine series. And he does a very good job of doing that. So we still have a couple other shows to put together. And, for example, we need to find a way to cover the Nalanda gate. In the old days, we used to have a sense that there were fundamentally, I think, three gates, right? There was the Buddhist gate, the Shambhala gate, and the Nalanda gate. The Nalanda gate being more the arts and related
education.
To Naropa and education.
Right.
And it, under that rubric, it could be included Dharma art and the various Japanese arts, Kalapacha, Ikebana. And I don't know, we still haven't identified someone who can really present an overview of where things are at. Because the difference between Mosaic and Dispatch is that Mosaic is, I call it a current events show. Obviously, it is being presented by the people who are keeping these particular traditions alive, these strands of the tradition alive, so it's very personal to them. But it has less of a sense of path and more a sense of how they are bringing it to the present and how they're preparing it for the future. And hopefully, this will inspire in a community a sense of reflection of who we are. Who is the big
biggest,
we? Who's, yeah, the royal
sense.
Yeah, who's the biggest we? Who is the royal we? Perhaps because we have such a devotion to Trungpa Rinpoche's command to create Kingdom of Shambhala, or how Sakyamipa Rinpoche talks about an enlightened society, this goes beyond a lot of personal choices. This goes beyond our likes and dislikes. This goes beyond even our lifetimes, and it's something that we need to be aware of now, so that what we leave for the people in the future is some way to piece the mosaic together. Maybe, you know, going back to Raiders of the Lost Ark, if I could just simply find the, you know, the box of the puzzle. And say, okay, here's the box of the puzzle, and I just drop dead, right? Thank you very much. At least somebody someday will be able to say, well, here's a whole bunch of pieces of this, and maybe this is the foot, right? And that's the elbow, and maybe this is how it all fits. Yet again, I have no idea necessarily how it all fits. I know how it used to fit. And one of the perhaps the best examples of how it used to fit is Trungpa Rinpoche's spiritual will, who will be presented as part of the series. Mm. The music that we have chosen for the kind of the
theme,
is Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition.
Great.
Which basically presents a promenade by someone in a museum, and their musical reflections that arise upon glancing at 10 different pieces of art. And hopefully that's the way it will be received. And in the future, I do hope that through the chronicles and through the various ways that we all meet with each other, formally or informally, more people join in this discussion about the mosaic, a mosaic of what was, the mosaic of what is, and the mosaic of what might be, and see where we take it.
Well, I feel like we've hired the right forensic professor to delve into this.
Da 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 da.
So, I personally am really looking forward to this, and I think our listeners will enjoy it as well.
Thank you, Walter.
Thank you, Julia.